Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of grudges? You know, those heavy, old feelings of anger, resentment, or hurt that just seem to weigh you down? Well, let me tell you, holding on to that stuff is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's not doing them any favors, and it's definitely not helping you. Today on Brainstorm Boost, we're diving into something truly powerful, the power of forgiveness. Not just for others, but most importantly for yourself. Now, I get it. Forgiveness isn't always easy, right? It can feel like saying okay to what happened, like condoning the actions that hurt you. But trust me, it's so much more than that. Forgiveness is about releasing the past, freeing yourself from its grip, and making space for healing and growth. Here are five key takeaways that might just shift your perspective on forgiveness. Firstly, remember that forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's not about pretending like what happened didn't impact you or minimizing the pain you felt. Forgiveness is about acknowledging the hurt, truly understanding it, and then consciously choosing to let go of the anger and bitterness that comes with it. Think of it as taking back your power. You choose how those past events define you, and forgiveness allows you to move forward without letting them hold you hostage. Secondly, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or saying the other person was right. It's not a sign of weakness or that you accept their actions. Forgiveness is about recognizing that holding on to anger and resentment only hurts you in the long run. By forgiving, you're choosing to protect your own peace and well-being. Thirdly, forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You can forgive someone without necessarily resuming contact with them or rebuilding a relationship. Sometimes, forgiveness is simply about releasing the negative energy within yourself, regardless of what happens between you and the other person. It's about setting yourself free. Fourthly, remember that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments when you feel like you've made progress and others when you feel stuck. That's perfectly normal. Be kind to yourself throughout the process, celebrate your wins, and don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Just keep moving forward, one step at a time. Finally, let me tell you, forgiving yourself is just as important as forgiving others. We all make mistakes, we all have moments of regret or hurt. Holding onto those self-criticisms only keeps you trapped in the past. Practice self-compassion, acknowledge your flaws and imperfections, and learn from your experiences. You know that feeling when you finally let go of something that's been weighing you down for ages? That lightness, that sense of liberation? That's what forgiveness can feel like. It's a gift you give yourself, a chance to start fresh, to heal, and to move forward with more peace, joy, and resilience. Let me tell you about Sarah. She went through a really tough breakup a few years ago. She held on to so much anger and resentment towards her ex, constantly replaying the hurt in her mind. It was impacting her work, her relationships, and her overall happiness. One day, she decided to try something different. She started journaling about her feelings, acknowledging the pain, but also choosing to focus on letting go of the anger. It wasn't easy. There were days when the old feelings resurfaced, but she kept at it. Over time, Sarah felt a shift within herself. The backpack of resentment became lighter, and she found herself able to see things more clearly. She started taking care of herself, pursuing her passions, and building new, healthy relationships. It wasn't about forgetting what happened, but about choosing not to let it define her anymore. Remember, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to acknowledge the hurt, to process your emotions, and to choose to move forward with grace and compassion. So take that step today. Forgive yourself, forgive others, and watch as you unlock a whole new level of freedom and happiness. Go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. And if you have your own story about forgiveness, I want to hear it. Leave a comment on our website or tag us on social media. Until next time, keep brainstorming, keep boosting, and keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.